T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. We're continuing to follow the breaking news. You heard about it there. We've been talking about it since 5 a.m. this morning. And this is the bridge collapse up in Baltimore. The daytime photos of this are pretty amazing. This barge ran into, or cargo ship, I should say, ran into a bridge support, and the whole thing just collapsed. And they still don't know how many people are missing. They've got the number down to around 7, they believe. And they're doing recovery efforts at this point. So this has been the big news of the day. This happened around midnight St. Louis time. They've had Griff Jenkins up there from Fox. I know it. All the networks are covering the story now. If we get any more details this morning, we'll bring it to you right here. They still don't know what caused it, from what I can tell. You heard anything?
I had heard that this container ship supposedly lost power shortly before crashing into the bridge, and then it went back on, but at that point, it would have been too late to course correct.
The momentum, yeah.
Right, the momentum.
And I'm not an engineer, but I am amazed that hitting one support could cause that entire bridge to collapse.
That's a problem, too, that they're going to have to address, and it makes you think about all the other bridges in all the other cities.
I remember I was covering the news when the Admiral broke loose a barge, got loose and hit the Admiral. It used to be moored into the river, and it broke loose from its moorings and was floating downriver. It had no engines, and it was headed right toward a bridge support on one of the bridges downtown, and a towboat operator saw it and was able to get around behind it and stop it from hitting that bridge.
Wow.
And if that boat had sunk, it would have been a tragedy greater than the Titanic, because of all the people that were on board gambling when it happened. This is a different situation, but we're talking about bridge supports here, and it very well could have hit one of those then, too. I'm sure this story will dominate the news headlines today. We'll get back to more on it if, indeed, we hear anything else during this show. You have less than 30 minutes to vote in the Kim St. Ange Twitter poll.
This is probably the most important thing you're going to do today. So
asterisk.
Please take time to vote asterisk.
It could be.
Asterisk.
I can't believe how many people are wrong on this, but we had this debate yesterday on how you pronounce that word.
Asterisk.
How you pronounce asterisk. Is it asterisk?
It has an S in it.
Or asterisk.
Right now,
the dictionary,
the Kim St. At St. Ange Kim on Twitter, it's tied at 50-50.
I see 50.9% say asterisk and 49.1% say asterisk.
It's 50-50 when I checked just here a minute ago. So please go vote so that we can iron this out before the end of the hour. But you have less than 30 minutes now. So get on it, please.
Asterisk.
I've retweeted it too there at Mark Cox 971. So you can, in fact, I can do that again so that you can
be right.
Yeah. So I can be right.
I'm going to jump over there and mute your microphone,
asterisk.
Carl.
It's not me.
Get on there and vote.
Asterisk.
We'll get to
your computer.
We'll get to the results of that
you know
a little
what,
later
Kim?
This hour.
I'll turn your computer up, and I want you to try to find something that says the way you're saying it wrong.
Oh, she may not.
We talked about this. It's sherbet, but everyone says sherbert.
But that's not what we're voting on. We're voting on
asterisk.
So okay, you two.
To say
it's okay.
Asterisk, right. Which isn't a
people
word.
People can be wrong
asterisk.
About words like that and yolk and it's
oh,
okay.
Don't know,
it's
Mark.
Okay.
No, let's right, just clear the air
now
here.
I'm
it's
on
not
her side
yolk.
On this.
Coming up, we got Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First, and I'm sure he'll talk more about what's going on in Baltimore in just a couple of minutes. But first, I want us to get to the shortlist, Carl, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
It's my understanding that MSNBC's leadership did not object to Ronna McDaniel being hired by NBC News when the matter first arose.
Ooh, Rachel Maddow was squaring off on Ronna McDaniel last night, saying she will never be on my show. So imagine that. Rachel Maddow embraces George Stephanopoulos, but not Ronna McDaniel.
We have violent criminals that are murdering people, killing people. We have drug dealers all over the place, and they go free and they can do whatever they want. But they go after Trump where there's not even a crime.
Yeah, you know what, Mr. President? The people see that, and they understand what's going on here. Two-tier justice system, Department of Justice targeting political opponents.
What's keeping me up at night is the 140,000 known gotaways.
That is not part of that tally.
That is not part of that tally.
Yeah. So think of that. We know there have been some terrorist suspects that they've caught at the border. How about the 140,000 that got away that they have no idea?
Here's a breakdown of that nearly $500 million. Right now, about 54% of that has been programmed for 223 projects.
When are you getting your handout, Carl?
I want it.
You want it?
I do.
You can apply.
I live in the city.
The city of St. Louis has come up with a plethora. Do you like that word, Kim?
It's fancy.
How do you pronounce that?
Plethora.
The city of St. Louis has come up with a plethora of ways. If you live in the city, I think maybe they ought to make this available to people that have to pay the stupid earnings tax who don't live
in
the city.
Oh, I like that idea.
Right? Why am I not
participating? Yeah, I was going to say I'd like some of that.
They had $500 million handed to them by the Biden administration, and they are spreading it out, baby, to anybody who might vote for the reelection of Tashara Jones. Building a stronger St. Louis, one person, it should say one voter at a time, but it says one person at a time. These are ARPA funds. The city has to dedicate them before the end of the year or they lose them. They'll give you $50,000 if you buy a house in the city. I don't know what the income requirements are for it, but it's all on their website. They're loaning money to small businesses, trying to get them to come to town so they can discriminate against them. They have a healthy home repair program. If you have a home in the city, Carl.
I do.
You can, and you need a new roof or a new tuck pointing or something like that. You can apply for some of this money through the Healthy Home Repair Program, but it's limited on income. So not everybody has access to it. So don't be, you big wealthy people, don't be thinking you're getting your Central West End mansions fixed up under this. That's not happening. We got to recruit voters here. They got a new basketball league that's going to cut down on crime. Nothing but nets, it's called. And then there's some youth outreach where they're trying to reach out to youths to cut down on crime. They're putting high-fi Wi-Fi in all the rec centers. And they're building some new affordable housing, maybe those tiny houses you were talking about.
Yeah, the side of the old workhouse. It's not like having this basketball, whatever the case may be, rec center it's not a bad idea, but that is certainly not going to solve the crime issue. When are the leaders here in the city of St. Louis, like Tashara Jones and her administration, going to realize that a lot of businesses, do not want to invest in the city? Those that already have are moving.
Yeah, well, there's the point of me reading all those to you is there's not a single tab under here talking about how part of this money was spent to hire more police officers. It's ignored. It's ignored. $500 million comes raining in from the federal government, and we don't spend a dime of it on law enforcement, and we poor mouth about how, you know, we can't fix the crime problem. It's incredible. All right, I'm going to get to a break here because I've got Todd Pyro coming up from Fox and Friends First. I know they've been covering the breaking news all night. Bottom of the hour, yesterday I had another story on Baltimore, and that was about the fact that they can't staff half of their police precincts. We've got a spokesperson for the National Police Association.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Find everything Mark Cox at 971talk.com/Cox.
Ca-caw! Ca-caw!
Gentleman Todd Pyro on the phone with us this morning from Fox and Friends First. How are you, my friend?
What a day with this bridge collapse. Unbelievable, right?
I know. No kidding. I know that you guys had Griff Jenkins out there. I don't know how you got him there so fast. How far is it from Washington to Baltimore?
You know, it's not that fast.
No.
Not that far.
Okay.
But, you know, at that time of night, there's not a lot of people on the road. Griff is Griff can move in a moment's notice.
Apparently.
I mean, that's in addition to being awesome at every other aspect of his job and just being like one of my best friends here. He is really efficient in getting up on air quickly, as we've seen, throughout the course of his time here. So the only thing he ran into was obviously a bridge goes down. There are detours. And so he ran into some issues there. But just absolutely wild. And, you know, obviously, we're all asking all the questions, but how does this happen?
Yeah, how does it happen? I know you guys had some great video, and it when daylight came, it was even more stunning. But the video that they captured of the boat actually hitting the bridge, I don't know if they had a weather camera on it or why they had that great shot of when it happened, because it was at like midnight, right?
I mean, you have to figure a lot of bridges have still cams. I know in our whole, on the East Coast, like in Connecticut, every bridge has cameras both facing it and on it. And that's for traffic coverage. So, you know, like, hey, we're going to take our sky cam. And then a lot of times in our business, we get it sponsored. So it's like the, you know, the Jones Law Firm sky cam.
Yeah,
let's take a look and you can see. So,
yeah.
That could be one of the reasons. And in an area like that where this bridge is so heavily utilized, that would make sense.
Todd, did you hear anything about the container ship losing power before it hit the bridge and then it went back on and maybe it just didn't have time to course correct?
When we were on air, that information had not sort of come out, but just watching Fox and Friends' coverage since I've been off the air, I have heard that theory bandied about at this point.
Yeah, it's they think there are still 7 people missing. Is that correct? Is that what you heard?
And 2 are in critical, if I'm not mistaken.
Jeez. Because, I don't know how high the bridge is. I would imagine pretty high. So just the impact from falling, and then you were talking earlier, Mark, you have all this debris. I mean, the chunks of the bridge also falling. So I that'd be hard to survive.
But parts of the bridge are 180-plus feet in the air. Whether that part that was struck is that high, unclear.
Yeah. And do we know if this was like a This was a bridge that, did it open in the middle or not? It wasn't that kind of bridge, right?
There was some controversy on that. On the DOT website, it did say this is a drawbridge. And so I repeated that on air. Or excuse me, there's a part of this that is a drawbridge. I guess it is a little unclear. Let me, you know, I hate reading Twitter while I'm from the Maryland DOT website. This facility, and they refer to the entire bridge as a facility, also includes the Curtis Creek Draw Bridge. Hmm. And that whole system, let's call it, or facility, as they like to call it, is approximately 10.9 miles in length. But that explanation also includes the bridge and approach roadways. The bridge itself is not that long. So, you know, I'm trying to gather as much information as possible, going to reliable sources, and, you know, having not been on this bridge and not really having a context, I can understand how what I said was factually accurate. But for those who, you know, drive across it, you're not going to think that you've seen a drawbridge there. You got me?
Yeah, no, I got it. It's hard to tell from the pictures for sure. It was just amazing. It looked like a demolition. We've all seen these bridges demolished over the years, like somebody had set explosives, and then it just all collapsed at once. It was incredible to watch that video, and an incredible loss of life there too, unfortunately.
And it makes you think about, everybody's going to think the next time they go over a bridge.
Oh, yeah.
I already think that. I have that thought, like, okay, plotting, okay, do I roll my window down? Like, right. You see those stories about what you should do. And that's where my head goes. And then I think about how cold the water is. I heard it was like 48 degrees.
Right.
That's really cold to be in there for hours. Yeah.
Todd, before you leave here, we have an important question we need you to help us figure out. Are you sitting by a keyboard?
I am. What do we need?
When you look at the symbol above the number 8 on your keyboard, what would you refer to that as?
Asterisk.
Thank you.
Todd.
Thank you.
What? The star?
Tell Todd how you pronounce it.
An asterisk.
No,
she leaves the S out.
Asterisk.
You know I like you. You know I like you. Some might even say I have a crush on you.
No,
some might say that, but you're wrong here, sister.
Come on. No, Carl.
Asterisk? Rick? Like Rick Astley?
Yeah,
like
thank you.
You hit it and you start thinking, we've known each other all so long. Your heart's been breaking, but you're too shy. Play me out with something. Never going to give you up.
You've been Rickrolled by Todd Pyro this
Todd,
morning.
Todd, you were fantastic until about 30 seconds ago, and I need to process what just happened.
Again, don't worry. I'm never going to give you up.
Oh, nice.
Never going to desert you. I may run around and I may let you down, but just keep that in mind.
Todd, we'll talk to you next week, my friend. Thank you.
Have a great one. Pray for those people.
Yep, you bet. Still time to vote, and I need you to do that. Go to @SaintAnge_Kim if you're on X or Twitter. I've retweeted it myself, @MarkCox971. About 10 minutes left to determine how wrong Kim is. Hurry up.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun in, fired 2 blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
Yeah, welcome back. That's the story we played yesterday from Baltimore, Maryland. This is the site of that bridge collapse this morning, actually, where the city police have been unable to really adequately staff certain precincts up there, and they've been begging for overtime over the dispatcher there, begging for overtime, and they can't respond to calls. We've got Sergeant Betsy Brettner-Smith on the phone with us, a retired sergeant and spokesperson with the National Police Association. And Sergeant, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hey, thanks so much for having me. And that audio from Baltimore is so heartbreaking. And what people need to know about that is that they have 3 police officers to patrol areas of the south side of Baltimore City where the population is about 60,000 people. Just ponder that. 3 cops for an area of 60,000. It's unsustainable.
Sergeant, we have had situations like that here in St. Louis where due to illness or whatever, they were down to 2 or 3 patrol cars. And, you know, if there's one shooting, Or a murder, heaven forbid, that's going to occupy potentially all three of those crews, at which point they have to call for people from other districts to come in and help out. I mean, it's going on right here in St. Louis, too.
Well, I know it is. And this is the result of vilifying your law enforcement, attacking the criminal justice system that they work within. And, that's why we have all got to help fight that false narrative that it's American law enforcement who is the problem when it comes to violent crime. I think people now know that that is definitely not the case.
Sergeant, this is Kim. I just think about all these people, including the local leaders here in St. Louis, who have called for the police to be defunded. But when you're the person who needs help and you're in an emergency, all of a sudden you're singing a different tune.
Well, and we've seen that all across the country, haven't we? Right? In Washington, D.C., people who wanted to reimagine or defund the police are now, the legislators are trying to change the laws in places like Washington, D.C. and San Francisco. We have in Oregon, they're trying to dump their Measure 110 that said we have to keep the police away from people who just want to do recreational drugs. Well, that has, ended so horribly. But, when you bring it back to St. Louis, an area where I have, I'm also a police trainer. I have trained in the St. Louis area for decades. These are good, hardworking, dedicated cops. And yet, really, since, 2014, 2015, they have been so vilified and demonized. And yet, so many of them still show up to work, do their jobs, and pay the ultimate price. We just had an NYPD police officer murdered last night. We've had 26 police officers die in the line of duty already this year. It's incredible.
The bigger problem here is that voters have rewarded that behavior. They've elected Cori Bush twice now to be our member of Congress from St. Louis in the 1st District. She got her start in Ferguson and still believes police should be defunded, even while she spends hundreds of thousands of dollars on her personal security because she's more important than the average citizen, clearly. I mean, that's what feeds into it, right? People have got to vote these folks out of office.
Cori Bush also believes that the St. Louis County Jail should just be, those doors should just be opened and everyone should be free. She's talked about that. And she also wants, she doesn't want anybody else to be able to carry a gun. But her security that she spends tens of thousands of dollars on every year is armed. And she has publicly stated that she is more important than her constituents. Yeah. She doesn't hide this. But this is the thing. And, we get, as voters, we get all eaten up with, who's going to be president and this and that. You have got to pay attention locally. Who is going to be your senator, your congressman? Who's going to be in your state legislature? And more importantly, who's on your county board? Who's in your city council? Who's your mayor? These are the people that really decide who is going to be your law enforcement leadership, what your police budget is going to look like. Look at Austin, Texas, one of the most beautiful cities in this country. They were the first major city in the nation to, quote unquote, defund their police department after the death of George Floyd. And now Austin, Texas is just as desperate as St. Louis is for police officers. And like what we heard in Baltimore, it takes up to 10 minutes just to answer a 911 call. Do you want to live like this, or do you want to go back to having good quality policing that is available? And people, do you also want to be able to keep your own right to bear arms? Because as we will tell you at the National Police Association, cops can't be everywhere. We are the most pro-Second Amendment police organization in this country. People should have the right to protect themselves.
Well, I think people often overlook the races, the judges who are running, right? Because you have an Illinois judge who just ruled that illegals can carry guns.
Yeah. Yeah. Legal citizens have a hard time getting a gun in Illinois.
But come
illegals
on,
have a right to carry one, apparently.
You are absolutely right. Those judges' races, and speaking of Illinois, those county prosecutors' races, right, in Cook County, Illinois, we're watching that prosecutors' race. They just found some more ballots. Wow, what a shock. And, you know, this is the thing. Who's your county prosecutor? You guys, again, in St. Louis County, we're at the epicenter of the George Soros-installed prosecutors.
Yes.
And that was another reason. And your prosecutor also affects your retention and recruitment of police officers. Because if I arrest somebody and they don't get prosecuted, does my job really matter?
If you
have a radio show and nobody listens, does it really matter? So we have to think about all these things as voters, as citizens.
That's a great point. Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith, we appreciate your time. Tell people how they can find out more about the National Police Association.
We ask everybody to go to nationalpolice.org, sign up for our newsletter, take a look at what we do, and if you can, hit that donate button, because we are trying to support not just the American law enforcement officer, but people who support us.
And we do. Thanks for your service. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Yep. We'll have you on again soon. We appreciate that. Always good to get her on. We had her on a Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors one time, Carl, and
yes,
realized what a fantastic guest she is. So that's good. Get on there and help.
Yeah.
And remember, Wesley Bell started off from the Ferguson riots too, right? And then ran for city council in Ferguson and then shocked the world and became St. Louis County prosecutor.
Mm-hmm.
He's changed his tune a little bit. Once he got in the reality of the job, he didn't do as nearly as bad a job as Kim Gardner.
But that's what happens.
Right.
Got to vote.
Yeah, that's right. You got to pay attention. A little bit of breaking news that just came in here. I'll tell you, because we talked about it 1 hour ago. Dean Plocker, the House Speaker, has just switched his goal, and he's now running for Missouri Secretary of State instead of Lieutenant Governor. And he's got $1 million in the bank, apparently, to make the run with. So that just happened about 15 minutes ago, and I wanted to get that to you here on the air. We'll be back in just a minute. Yeah, that's coming up next hour, Carl. We're going to be giving away some ELO tickets.
Oh.
Stay tuned for that. Promise you. We got a pair to give away every day this week. So we'll do that in the next hour. By the way, Kim, is it my understanding that the Twitter poll is now over?
Yes.
Would you mind telling us of what the final results were of the Kim St. Ange Twitter poll on the use and correct pronunciation of the word asterisk.
Asterisk.
Okay. There were 152 votes. 48.7 said asterisk. 51.3 say asterisk.
Asterisk.
However, there is an asterisk to that win of yours.
Why?
Because my mother-in-law texted me and said that she and my father-in-law agree that it is asterisk.
So
they don't have Twitter, therefore
asterisk.
They could not vote. So I believe if they would have been able to participate,
oh, she sounds
it
like a
probably
Democrat.
Would have been
She's trying
tied.
To harvest votes.
Hey, guess what? I didn't vote, and I would have voted this way. So that we win anyway.
You sound like a Democrat.
Know.
You're trying
asterisk.
To harvest votes of people that couldn't otherwise vote.
Now I'm just making sure that everyone's voice is heard. Her voice and his voice.
You
they
and
were
Hillary
not,
Clinton.
They,
I'm telling
do
you.
Not compare me to Hillary Rodham Clinton, Mark Cox.
I guess Joe Biden won in 2020 then, huh?
Oh!
Asterisk.
That's
see,
what you're saying, Kim.
If everybody could have voted who wanted to vote, see, that's the whole thing. We've got our...
See, but they're legal voters.
We've got
they're
our,
not newcomers. They're legal
our,
voters. They just don't have Twitter.
It doesn't count if you don't vote.
She did vote. She texted me their vote.
Oh, but... Oh. No, you
and
have
she
to be
wanted
on
me
X
to vote
order
for
vote.
Them.
What's your name? Dominion?
Carl Middleman.
Yeah.
Gave yourself a bum-bum.
Yeah, no kidding.
Back up, you creep. Get away from me.
Asterisk.
Hillary would pronounce that.
Asterisk.
I bet Hillary would say asterisk.
You think she would?
I think so.
You're comparing me to Hillary then.
Maybe.
I kept my cool, aided by a lifetime of dealing with difficult men trying to throw me off.
Buildings.
I did, however, grip the microphone extra hard.
Asterisk.
Mute the computer, Carl.
So anyway,
it's a dictionary.
Those of us who know how to correctly pronunciate that, we did it. We won 51-49. I can't believe that half of you think it's asterisk.
I just want to apologize on behalf of everyone for Mark's large head right now. Carl's as well.
It wouldn't be the first time that's been apologized for, probably.
Except for the fact
being
that
honest here.
Dictionary.
Asterisk.
Anyway, thank you for playing. We'll come up with another word here soon. Somebody also pointed out that yolk is the correct pronunciation of that word, egg yolk.
No one has said that.
Yeah, they did on Twitter. Mm. But he couldn't vote. I'm just kidding.
Whatever.
Because it wasn't a question. Yeah, that's it. One of my in-laws texted me and they agree with me, but they couldn't vote.
Haters gonna hate.
So now you said you'd abide by the rules.
Oh.
I do, but they didn't get to vote.
Coming up, we'll do our ELO ticket giveaway, and we've got a candidate for the Melville School Board on the line. Stick around.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.